Business is booming along the border despite increased tension between the U.S. and Mexico over a wall and immigration policy. One small Mexican town has become known as Molar City because of dental tourism. Americans and others visit the over 350 dentists in Los Algodones for low prices and fast service. Most of these dentists rely on street hustlers to recruit new patients. KAWC's Stephanie Sanchez went to Molar City to find out how this unusual job works.
Dr. Angel Camarena set up his practice in Los Algodones, Mexico, 2 years ago. His shop is located inside a newly constructed plaza, away from street view. The truth is, I'm still young here in Algodones. It's been 2 good years. Tourists here are great people. They're always seeking best prices for the best work. Like many dentists here, Camarena uses a jalador, local Spanish slang for a person who pulls people in. Jaladores greet people as soon as they cross the border into Mexico. 40-year-old Alan Pacheco is a jalador in Los Algodones. He is not a medical professional, but he wears gray scrubs.
I like to do that because I look more legit. They actually believe it more than if I wearing some Levi's or something like that, you know.
Pacheco is one of about 80 jaladores in Los Algodones. They get paid a finder's fee to connect patients with dentists. Speaking English helps. Pacheco learned as a young undocumented immigrant in the U.S.
I got out of the hen. I was just troublemaker, you know, and I get to get deported, which it was the best thing for them to do, to deport me, because right now I have a better life.
Pacheco was a street vendor for a while. Then one day, 17 years ago, he helped a tourist to find a dentist. Pacheco says the key to his job is to be friendly and helpful.
You got to talk to them like you know them, you know, and so they can feel comfortable. I say break the ice. You got to do that. You got to break the ice, otherwise you can't be a jalador.
Pacheco says Los Algodones has changed a lot over the years, much of it in response to dental tourism. But the town hasn't kept up with its infrastructure.
The streets don't have a name on them, don't have a sign, as you see, so they get lost quick. That's when I come in.
That's how Pacheco first met 78-year-old George Bader from Montana. He and his wife Karen have been coming to Los Algodones for years. They met Pacheco on one of their trips.
Remember, I was here looking for someone who would take visa?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What was the reason you...
It was your smile.
Thank you. Okay.
Well, no, you convinced us that the dentist you used to work for was very, very good, and they were.
That's the first thing I search for, you know, it's the quality of work, okay?
But not all jaladores are like Pacheco, a former Mexican tourism official. Says some jaladores can be too aggressive. Pacheco says that's not how he works.
I mean, I consider myself a jalador, but not pulling the people. I just ask them what they're going and what they need and take them the right way, you know.
Pacheco won't say how much he makes, but he says he has built a good life.
I make good money. I got 3 kids. I got my own house, my own car, you know, and I pay my kids' school and everything.
A brand new medical plaza recently opened in Los Algodones. The company that owns it hopes to build on the dental tourism model by offering expanded medical services. A Baja California tourism official says the push to make Los Algodones an international medical tourism destination won't stall because of President Donald Trump's push for an expanded border wall. And one local dentist says businesses could see a boost if the U.S. repeals and replaces the Affordable Care Act. For KAWC, I'm Stephanie Sanchez.